President-elect Donald Trump made illegal immigration the keystone of his campaign and recently has criticized so-called sanctuary cities in the U.S. Specifically, he's threatened to cut off federal funding to any city that resists the federal government on immigration enforcement. But what exactly are sanctuary cities, and what can Trump really do to stop them? Well, a sanctuary city is a term used to describe cities, towns, or jurisdictions that have made a commitment to limit their collaboration with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Given that ICE is in charge of detention and deportation of undocumented immigrants, sanctuary cities are a small check on the federal government's immigration authority. One recent analysis found that 39 cities in the U.S. had passed resolutions, policies, or laws limiting cooperation with ICE. Another study found that just 12 of the larger cities on that list house nearly 20% of the country's estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants. ICE's immigration work is separate from that of local law enforcement, and ICE usually doesn't have the authority to make demands of local police. And conversely, local police aren't required to do the work of immigration officers. It's a basic division of federal, state, and local responsibilities. ICE can request that local police detain suspects for them, but court rulings prohibit them from ordering such detentions, as they're often challenged as unconstitutional. All of this means that there's a very complicated give and take between federal and local law enforcement, and ICE has been very careful not to appear commandeering with local jurisdictions. Cities like New York, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles have decided through policies to focus on law enforcement without regard to immigration status. This is adopting a sort of immigration don't ask, don't tell approach. Proponents of this approach say it makes immigrant populations feel freer to report crimes. Supporters also point to evidence that immigrants of any legal status actually commit fewer crimes than non-immigrants.